Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Oh, this dude is out of sight. Everything he does seems to come out right.
Dr. Rick in the book, Nate Lucas coming up from Springfield, 98.7, no, Jock 98.7 with our Springfield report, Kenny Wallace, Tuesdays with Kenny. Coming your way at 11:30. Cardinals.com for all your ticket needs. /promotions if you're looking for a specific event, whether it's the Star Trek night, all the theme nights, upcoming promotions available at Cardinals.com. And Appliance Discounters now located in the Maplewood-Richmond Heights area. They're off of Laclede Station Road. That's the newest addition back in June. What a great success story. John and Denise started this more than a decade ago. Real simple. Biggest names in the appliance world at the lowest prices. TheAppliancedDiscounters.com. GE, Frigidaire, Electrolux, all the big names. Baldwin, St. Charles, South County, Webster Grove, City of St. Louis, Fairview Heights, Illinois, and, of course, the newest in Maplewood. They are everywhere where you're listening to 590. You can find, unless you're listening on the app like Biff in Italy, you can find them near you, TheAppliancedDiscounters.com. But, Frank, no matter how negative Cardinal fans are, or maybe the Post-Dispatch is feeling, you probably won't see a headline like this to describe it. Towering diarrhea fire. That was the Deadspin headline. Oh, now, typically, they're a little too mean at times. But this one is being somewhat in jest because they do the yearly columns. Why your football team stinks, right? Oh, yeah. And it's usually kind of funny. And they go through it, and they used to make fun of the Rams and why they would lose games, and Jeff Fisher, and you're going to end up with 6 or 7 wins. And doesn't matter who the team is. They go through it. Why your team sucks is the name of the segment. But today's feature was on the Cincinnati Bengals, and the headline merely said, Towering Diarrhea Fire, Why the Bengals Suck. And I'm like, that's about as harsh of analysis as you can get.
Also, who would come up with that headline?
Yeah, who even thinks of that? Like, they're sitting around the headline room and somebody,
Bill,
it's
not a
good
vision.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh, gross. Yeah, it does kind of say that they're not very good. Yeah, but it's a little harsh. Although Cardinal fans might apply that to what happened in Los Angeles, the 8-0 loss that actually felt worse.
Our game, looking for positives. Take the Schilt approach to some of these losses now. Sub 3 hours.
Mejia got some work. Karp got another game at leadoff. You are now 3-6, however. During the stretch, Astros, Cubs, A's, Dodgers, superior, or at least on paper, superior opponents, right? And you're 3-6. And tonight, it's Michaelis versus Kershaw. Is this, in fact, a Biff alert? Biff's always looking for gambling tips, when to lay the wood, when to drop the money.
Well, Michaelis has pitched better. Now, he's not the same pitcher on the road. And the Cardinals have had some success against Kershaw over the years.
Not these Cardinals.
Did we write down our bold predictions for the 11 games? I feel like you said 4-7 was your number.
Right.
And we might have pushed back a little and gotten to 5-6, which probably isn't going to happen at this point.
Maybe might go 3-8.
26-33 against teams with winning records.
All right, can I get you to 90, Frank?
No.
Probably not. At this point, the updated math to get to 90.
Let's look at 2022 for 90 wins.
This should be brought to you by the Gatesworth. Can we get you to 90? 32-19 the rest of the way.
Wow.
Probably not going to happen. Can I get you to 88, which is the pace the Cubs are on? That would require 30-21. Again, probably not going to happen. And your next start that would fall on the Waka start, are you going to go back to Ponce de Leon, fingers crossed, or would you just say to Ryan Helsley, how long can you go? I'm not sure what the answer is because there's nothing obvious sitting there. At this point, John Gant, he's also compromised.
If only these rotation concerns had surfaced right before the trade deadline, then maybe they could have addressed them.
He says very sarcastically.
Only.
That's when people say, what are you talking about? They did. Yes, that's the point.
So on the text lines, 855-282-8255, we want to hear, this is the maddest you've been. Are you madder now than at any time during the Matheny regime? Is this the maddest you've been?
Because when the Cardinals weren't great in 97, McGuire had just arrived. They were competitive late in the year in 98, but it was all about McGuire. So you almost didn't notice that the team wasn't very good for that short stretch. And then they began a great run. 03, you missed out, but you'd been good for a while. 07, you missed out, but you're a year removed from winning the World Series. There's always been light at the end of the tunnel or a great season just around the corner or in the recent past. This is about to be a gap that's sort of certainly unprecedented in the DeWitt era, if you're talking about four straight years.
And do you think John Mozeliak could be in trouble?
I don't think so. I think they would still... first of all, the DeWitts rarely fire people. They believe in continuity. And you saw it even with Matheny when you thought, well, maybe they're going to make a move. They waited as long as they could. So I don't think so. And I think that'll also point to Mo's overall body of work,
which
overall resume.
And don't you think, though, that it would make the DeWitts kind of look bad, too, letting him go? Because they did just give him that, you know, president of baseball operations. They gave him that commitment there that they are, you know, dedicated to his, you know, analytics and his thought process. And then, what, 2 or 3 years later, it didn't work. I don't know if they think about that when they make a significant move like that, but this will be... If they don't make the playoffs, this is the biggest crossroad I think the DeWitts had to deal with.
Don't you need to see where this goes? Like how bad it might get? You're 1-4 right now in the Cingrani era for the Cardinals. What if this? What if the bottom?
The Cingrani era. The bad fam trade is now officially the bad fam trade.
And now post-trade deadline is the Cingrani era.
2019 post-trade deadline is the
Cingrani era. So you're 1-4 in that time frame. What if the bottom does fall out? I mean, the schedule does lessen up, but Charlie Marlowe noted on Twitter late last night, starting August 13th, I believe, you're playing 27 games in 27 days. So when you're talking about, will Waka start again? He will. He'll probably start more than once in that stretch. Or Ponce will, which you're not super confident right now. You're going to need, that's 5 turns through a rotation that you don't trust right now. Things could get kind of bleak. And it will all go back to your inactivity in July.
Because you just needed...
Because you didn't supplement.
You almost just needed a warm body.
Yes.
I mean, you hate to say it. A warm body.
You could also argue
already.
That this is not just a trade deadline day failure.
Right.
That, you know, your right fielder or center fielder, however you consider Dexter Fowler, is 154 since mid-July. You know, you're... Third baseman who you gave the contract extension to is, I mean, this thing wasn't just a one-day thing. It's been building.
And more mystifying, the fact they couldn't pull the trigger and get anybody at the deadline or that Carpenter deal at the beginning of the season.
Carpenter deal because you did not have to do that.
And because they crunch numbers all day long and they have sort of projections and they can say, here's what we see this guy doing. The Carpenter one, there's nothing you could tell me that would make sense.
Right. All right, let's take a short time out. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan.